All right, so based off of all the advertisements for everything that you see, you could assume the answer is going to be that it's okay, but it's more fascinating why. And I was always, it always bothered me because, you know, I live in America most of my life and we didn't really have too many hilulas. And then I think Esh Kodesh was like the first one to have hilula, and I was so confused because I just learned that you can't do anything until the Lag BaOmer in the morning. And then, so why am I not getting a haircut until Lag BaOmer in the morning, but I'm allowed to dance at night? Didn't make any sense to me. And I decided not to look into it until this week for some reason. So it's not so pashut. In terms of the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, so we know we're not supposed to listen to music, have rikudim, etc. And there's a discussion of when that is. So the Beis Yosef brings a girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos says that it's 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died between Pesach and Shavuos. But the Beis Yosef brings a girsa that the students didn't die between Pesach and Shavuos, rather between Pesach and 15 days before Shavuos. So that comes out to day 34. So the Avelis ended on day 34 of the Sfira, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that Noagin Shalol Listaper Ad Lama Gimel La Omer Shomer Shas Paskumi Lamas Vein Listaper Ad Yom Lamed Dalar Bavoker. That Svardim aren't supposed to get haircuts until day 34 in the morning. Really, the Avelis goes the full 34, but because of Mixas Yom Kukulo that we find by Avelis in general, so already by the 34th in the morning, you're allowed to get a haircut. The Bach brings a different shita, that it's not that they stop dying on day 34, but rather you remove all the days that you don't say Tachanun. They didn't die on days that we say Tachanun. I mean, the whole thing is a nes that 24,000 Talmidim died in a plague, so you could say a Chiddush also, that they didn't die on days when they didn't say Tachanun, so that 6 Shabbos and 7 days of Pesach, 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, so you remove 16 days, and that comes out that they died for 33 days. The Eliyahu Zutta points out that it says 7 days of Pesach. Really, it's 6 days of Pesach because we didn't count. They didn't start on the first day of Svira, the right of Pesach. Svira starts the second day. So he says, add one for Isruchag. No one really mentions Pesach Sheni for some reason as a day that we don't say Tachanun. Might be a Raya that in YNYU, they say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. But either way, so that's why the Ramal comes out and he says that it's really Avelis until Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of Sfira, not the 34th day. And it's because they died for 33 days. And once again, Mixas Yom Kukulo, as is explained, that's why the Rama says that already in the 33rd in the morning, you're able to start getting haircuts. So those are 2 shitas, 34 or 33. There's more shitas also. Some say that they actually stopped dying on day 32. The Levush and the Eli Rabbah say that there was an extra day of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, so they really only died for 32 days, not 33 days. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that they stopped dying on day 32. So we have a variety of shitas. So how can we figure out what we're supposed to do? So if you look, one interesting point that's made is, what about Mincha before Lag BaOmer? Do we say Tachanun or not? So the Ramah says there's no Tachanun on Mincha before Lag BaOmer, or of Lag BaOmer. So the Chok Yaakov points out that if really it's Avelis for 33 days and we only stop the morning of Lag BaOmer because of Mixas Yom Kukulo, so then you should say Tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer. It doesn't make any sense. There's nothing special about Lag BaOmer itself. It's really that really it should go till the 34th day, but because of Mixas Yom Kukulo, so we stop earlier. But Erev Lag BaOmer, you should still be saying Tachanun. So the Maharil says that we say Tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer, but Chok Yaakov says we don't. And it would appear that if you hold that there's no Tachanun, that would mean that day 33 isn't just because of Mixas Yom Kukulo, but there's something more unique to day 33. So that's what is suggested by the Chok Yaakov, that maybe the reason that we stop saying that we have this day of Lag BaOmer isn't because Mixas Yom Kukulo, or that's when they stop dying, but there's something more to this day of Lag BaOmer. The Eliyazuta, the Chok Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Mishnah Berurah all say this pretty much, that if you don't say Tachanun Mincha before Lag BaOmer, then you should also be allowed to shave the night of Lag BaOmer also. They should be connected. But the Shaar Tzion brings to the Machzis HaShekel that they're not really connected. And some say that we can shave at night because we apply Mixas Yom Kukulo maybe even at night. But either way, this all seems to point out that it's really dependent on the following. Is Lag BaOmer, the reason we have this special day of Lag BaOmer, is that just because that's when they stopped dying? Or day 33 was just chosen as a day for some reason. That's what the Sharetzion quotes from Primogadim. He says, what happens if we're keeping all the days of Avelis, okay? So, I'm sorry, we're keeping from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the end, until Shavuos. So why are they allowed, why is Hasidim who do that still allowed to dance on Lag BaOmer? They're just taking a break from Sphira? It doesn't make any sense. If you want to, you can't say the Avelis ended then, because they're continuing the Avelis afterwards. So clearly there's something more to Lag BaOmer. The Prima Gadim says, okay, they chose this day for some reason. It doesn't say why. It just says they chose this day for some reason. The Levush says it's just a sign. Why? They died for 33 days, so we pick Lag BaOmer as day. You have to have Avelis for 33 days, but it doesn't have to be a specific day. So, but they want to show that it was only for 33 days of dying, so they say on Lag BaOmer, that's what we're going to do. But really, it seems like there's something more there. And this is what Rav Soloveitchik, as quoted in Harei Kedem, basically says this out, that it really depends. If the heter of getting married and dancing and getting haircuts on Lag BaOmer is because it's the end of the Avelis, so then you'd go with this Miksa Sayom Kakulo approach and say you'd have to wait until the morning. But if it's maybe something more than that, it's a quasi yontif, so then already you could say that already at the night before you'd be able to start doing that. So where would this come from, that it will be a quasi yontif? So, you know, you would assume that it's more of a Kabbalistic approach. I don't know, maybe the Hasidim will be quoting this, but the Aruch HaShulchan himself says this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that for some, it's a mixus yontif, and that's why they're no way to get married on that day. So it comes out, if you look earlier on.
What does it mean for some?
So that's what we're going to discuss also. So if you look at the earlier poskim, you know, you look at the Rishonim, nobody brings up this concept of Lag BaOmer being special because of Rishon Bar Yochai or anything like that. The Meiri, the Sefer Mechtam mentioned about Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim stopping to die, but there's no mention of Rishon Bar Yochai. And then everyone starts to quote this Sefer Ateres Zekanim that brings this story that there was a Gadol who went used to say Nachim every day as part of Ishmon Esrei, and he went to the Kever of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer and said Nachim, and the Rashbi came to the Arizal and said, tell him he's going to die for being sad on this day of Lag BaOmer. Rav Chaim Vital bring this story as well, and so it became a very big deal that somehow Lag BaOmer is related to Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai. So I was looking for what it is, what this connection is, and I found this sefer that quotes 11 reasons why Lag BaOmer is special. It could be that's the day that Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai died. It could be that's the day that Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. It could be that's the day that Rabbi Akiva started teaching Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai. It could be that's the day that Rabbi Akiva gave Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai smicha. Could be that's the day that Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai was saved from the Malchus that tried to kill him. Could be the day that Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai came out of the cave. Could be the day that everything, all the Sodos HaTorah revealed to him. It's the day that Niskanu HaOlamos, and there's no greater day than that. Could be the day that Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai was born. Could be the day that Nisnotsusu V'Yisoru Kol HaTur Val Mitzel She'asak Behen. And it's also the day that the day that he potentially got married also. So we have a lot of potential reasons given by a bunch of different, you know, all of these are brought down. So there's something special about Lag BaOmer that makes it, that even the Aruch HaShulchan will quote it as a mixus yontif. So that's where it started to be that, and look, the fact that we say, we don't say tachanun, the minhag is not say tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer already lends itself to that. So okay, you know, you'd have to explain why that wouldn't be the case as the Sharetzion tries to be machalik, but the pashtus is that already says that there's something special. But the problem is that even we, the Mishnah Berurah who brings it, he says you could, you know, you could dance at night, but he still says that you shouldn't get married Leil Lag BaOmer. Most of us don't take haircuts even Leil Lag BaOmer, even if we're going to be going to Hilulas or anything like that. So Lamaisa, what do we say? So the Chassam Sofer was Eish Lahava against this. He was very against celebrating Lag BaOmer. The Moadim Ba'alacha, when he brings down this this Chassam Sofer and his piece on Lag BaOmer, so he says that he saw Yadati She'achshav Achshar Dare, which is Chassam Sofer's sarcasm, that we've gotten better nowadays, and people come and everyone goes to Tzvas on Lag BaOmer on the Hilul of the Rashbi, and even though their Kavana is L'shem Shamayim, it's really bad what they're doing, and I would never join them. Because to make a moed on a day that they didn't have a nes, and that's not mentioned in Shasim Poskim at all, and there's no remez to it at all, and to make a yontif out of it, we don't do such things. And the Tshuva Sholomesha was Ma'ar on the Minog also. The Chasam Sofer in another drasha says that this is why the earthquake happened in Tzfat, was because they had taken away from the Kedush of Yerushalayim and everyone was going to Tzfat. Everyone leaves Yerushalayim to go up to Tzfat to celebrate there. He goes on, Eish Lahava, against these celebrations on Lag BaOmer. Hashem Aryeh says not to celebrate it because we don't celebrate Yartzeit anyway. Well, on a Yartzeit you're supposed to maybe fast, I don't know, be sad, and all of a sudden, you know, you're going and you're celebrating like crazy. So the Chasam Sofer was very against it. So I was looking at modern day poskim to see what they say. So Rav Yisrael Reisman, also in his one he gives a parsha shir every week. It's like a 10-minute thing that they send out, recording, and they type it up. So I get an email of it every week. And I saw one year, he said he doesn't know why this halacha is not, people don't know. The Rama says that it's still usher on the night of Lag BaOmer. And you'll ask, why do people do it? So he says, those chassidim who keep the minhag of Arizal and keep the chumras of Sfira all the way until Shavuos, so for them, the entire Lag BaOmer is mutter, even the night of Lag BaOmer, because they're keeping 33 days without Lag BaOmer. But for those of us who keep Sfira only until Lag BaOmer, which is a prevalent minhag, we keep Sfira until Lag BaOmer, and after that we hold music, haircuts, and weddings are mutter. We can't have music and dancing the night of Lag BaOmer. This is a mistake that many people make. They go, Leil Lag BaOmer, dancing, hilulas, and then they're making with music and dancing after Lag BaOmer also. You have to choose one or the other. So that's what Rav Reisman says. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, also in the sefer that they brought down his psukim, he says there's room to be lenient for dancing, for haircuts, b'shas hadchak at night, but there's no room to be lenient for dancing. He brings from Varan Kalar also. He was make up a makom atzorech, because we didn't say tachanan erev Lag BaOmer, so he's make up a makom atzorech lingin tisporez. Aval lingin rikudin amacholos ein lahatir b'leil Lag BaOmer. So he says there are some who are noeg for hilula d'Rashbi, and maybe they think that it's a mitzvah, but it's dochak and mitzara din ein ra'i lahatal bazet. Refers from Chicago also says better to wait till the morning. So I was a little surprised when I saw all these people saying not to do it. So I went to ask Rav Miller, and Rav Miller said that he thinks this is another big difference between America and Eretz Yisrael. That in Eretz Yisrael, it's minog Eretz Yisrael, you know, you see that even the people you want to say you're not connected to Torah Sanister, you don't understand anybody. He said minog Eretz Yisrael is clearly to have hilulas d'Rashbi, and everybody will be dancing, except... So once it becomes a minhag Eretz Yisrael to do it, so then if you're going to be in public, if you yourself don't want to go, so fine. But if you're going to be out, so then you're able to do it. Does that mean you should get haircuts? Or no, because a haircut or something like that, that's more of a private thing. So there's no reason to get a haircut at night. But for dancing, and when the whole community is going to hilulas, for you to separate yourself is more, you know, it's not as pashut. In America, where it's not the minhag, and it was never the minhag, so then, you know, there's much less room, and that's why Rav Reisman would be saying against it, and Rav Hirsch would be saying against it, and Shmuel Kamenetsky would be saying against it. I did see that the Chut Shani brings from Rav Nissim Karelitz that he also said, though, and he's Eretz Yisrael, and he said that we really shouldn't be doing it at night, and Ashkenaz lo nagu kain. He said, but maybe Efshar lahakil, if your kavana is the kavod Rashbi, because it's Tashim Tvar Mitzvah, but he wasn't so into it. Chaim Kanievsky also, they asked him about whether it's allowed, and he said, Yesh Mekilin. They quote from Rav Yashiv that they say it's okay. So, but, you know, there's this tshuva, there's another one of these farms, Sheilas Rav, where they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about going up to Meiron, or should we be learning? And he said, better to learn than to go up to Meiron. And I remember when I was in Shalavim, Rav Avidan, was Rosh Hashiva then, he used the term of a novel B'shusa Torah, if you skip Seder, to go up to Meiron. So I think that that's might have changed over the past 20 years. But, but that's what Chaim Kanev said, if you're going to be learning, so better to learn than go have a hilula, unless I guess you have this some type of connection to it. But they bring from Moshe Zalman Orbach that he used to dance at the hadlakas that they would have in Shari Chesed. Once again, you see this difference between America and Eretz Yisrael. So it's not so crazy to say such a thing, that difference would exist. It is interesting to note, Rav Harfness, who's a Rav in Brooklyn, so he said that he also saw the same thing, that he said the minhag has spread in Eretz Yisrael to do hadlakas with music because of Kavod Rashbi, but that wouldn't apply in Chutzlar. So you have to know, this is just a classic question of how these minhagim develop, because let's say it became, he wrote this tshuva, let's say 10, 15 years ago. So what happened now? Does it become that even in Chutz La'aretz, it's popular to have these hilulas, and then that would change the minhag? How do you define what it means when something is considered to be, that the minhag has spread or not? That's, not for us to figure out, but it would be an interesting question. But that's what it would seem to be, that it's really a difference between America and Eretz Yisrael. The pashtus in the Ramah is that we really shouldn't be doing it at night. And yet somehow it just became that even though we follow the Ramah on many things, and even though on haircuts we'll continue to follow the Ramah, but this night has taken on a life of its own because of this Ksas Yantif, not because of the Avela stopping. If it was the Avela stopping, then Ina Chanami would be Mitzvah Sayom Kekula, and we should really wait until the morning. It's really because this day of Lag Bomer has taken on a life unto itself, of it being a Ksas Yantif, whatever it may be. And again, I asked Rav Miller, I said, but so what if you're not connected to this stuff at all, and you're going, you don't feel anything? He said, okay, do you have to go? No, you don't have to go, but is it usher for you to go because you don't feel connected to the Yantif? No, it's not usher for you to go because you don't feel connected to the Yantif. You're part of Klal Yisrael who has this connection. The way he said it to me was, you say Lechadodi, you sing Zmiros, you don't understand any of that stuff either, but you say it anyway, because everyone has this Torah and Nister to them. I did see one more point that I thought was interesting, which is like a thing that happens sometimes a generation later in this Kovetz Space R&B Yisrael, which is it's a Torah journal that comes out a couple times a year. So someone wrote in a letter saying that he's aware that this Chasam Sofer exists, of being Eish Lahava against Hilulas on Lag BaOmer, but he said that first of all he thinks that it's really because Chasam Sofer didn't like how everyone left from Yerushalayim to Meiron, and nowadays when we're living in Yerushalayim it will be okay. But he quotes that the Nitei Gavril quoted from the Kloisenberger Rav, who said in the name of the Tzanzer Rebbe that he had the ability to respond line by line to the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. He just didn't do it because he didn't feel it was Kavadik. And the Satmar Rebbe, when he came back from Meiron one time, everyone asked him, how are you able to go? Don't you know that Chasam Sofer was so against it? So he said that Chasam Sofer would have been in Meiron and would have seen everything that goes on there, and the kesher and the connection that people feel, then even the Chasam Sofer would have said that we should be going to Lag BaOmer, to Meiron on Lag BaOmer. So, I don't know, but if you were holding yourself back from going because of Chasam Sofer, so then you have this Satmar Rebbe. So the real question is then, if you're not going to Meiron, which the majority this year for sure aren't going, so then how does that then spread? And then if it's only in Meiron, but it spreads to Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't spread to Chutz La'aretz, how does all of that work? So that's a different question as well. But again, what it really comes down to is, this question of, is Lag BaOmer just an end of the Avelos and therefore Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, or is it something more than that? This Mitzvah Yontif and potentially this difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, either way, no matter what you do, you have poskim to rely on. It's just a question of, how does the minhag develop in terms of who we follow?